Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. With everything going on today, the Lord doesn't want us to be inundated or overwhelmed with the news and what's happening, because he doesn't want us to lose sight of reality of our day-to-day living. Question is, have you ever experienced growth and development and progress and change throughout your walk with the Lord and then hit like this spiritual ceiling, this invisible spiritual ceiling or plateau out? And what plateau is we reach a state of little or no change after a time of activity and progress. Well, we need to recognize and identify the source of that when it happens. Is it something we're doing or not doing? Is it the devil? Or is it something or someone connected to us? Because the Lord wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be blessed. In John 10:10, Jesus lets us know that he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, to the full and overflowing. In Numbers, the 33rd chapter and 55th verse, it lets us see one of the examples among many what can throw that blessing off and have us to miss God's best for our lives as children of God. Let's go there for a moment. Numbers 33, verse 55. And this is when God has brought the children of Israel into their own land, or bringing them into their own land and letting them know what not to do. And in verse 55, he says, "But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be pricks in your eyes and like thorns in your side, and they will attack you in the land in which you live." The King James Version says, "Pricks in your eyes and thorns in your side, and they shall vex you, they shall irritate you, they shall be troublesome to you." And pricks in the eyes are like a fish hook. Could you imagine a fish hook? Because some versions say like barbs in your eyes. Fish hooks like in your eyes. That's that in itself, just a picture that is very irritating. You know, it's almost impossible. But that's the point. So based on the reasons, let's deal with our connection to people who we're in relationship with or in covenant with, because that's what the Lord wants us to look at today. Why we can be held up as far as our blessing. Because in Amos, the 3rd chapter and 3rd verse, even God says, "How can two walk together except they be agreed?" And even God requires us to agree with his ways and desiring godly character, his word, and his ways of being right and doing things in order to walk with him and have intimacy and fellowship with him. He has the same pattern laid out for human relationships with one another as well. And though we're individuals, there are areas within our relationships that are imperative that we agree. It's a must. Otherwise, we're unequally yoked. Now, in the Bible, it gives a couple of examples as far as a yoke. And usually an oak was linking two animals together in order to work more efficiently. Also, there's some cases of a yoke of oppression. And usually when they put these two animals together, I want to go back to the animals for a moment. When they put these two animals together, it was usually one that was more experienced than the other in order to teach the younger or the more experienced one how to work the land. And they worked together. We also have the example in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse that we cannot overlook, when Jesus says, take my yoke upon me, you, and learn of me. That's an excellent example of being yoked up with the Lord in order to walk this life of salvation out. And who but Jesus can be more experienced as far as how to walk this life of faith and salvation out, and give us the grace to carry, he bears our burden and teaches us as we walk it out, as we learn of him. Praise God. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 14th verse. I'm reading from the Amplified. The 14th verse reads, do not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership can righteousness have with lawlessness? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? And it goes on to give examples of what we're not to mismatch with. I want to point out some red flags. And first of all, let me also say this. An unbeliever, which the King James says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers, it can be a person that is faithless, or it can be a person that is even untrustworthy. It's not always referring to just a born-again believer and a sinner not coming together and being yoked together. It can be referring to a faithless person or an untrustworthy individual. So there's some red flags I want to point out. It's many of them, but I just want to point out a few. How about faith? We have a born-again believer who determines to walk by faith and lives in grace and relationship with Jesus Christ versus a spouse or another person that or date, somebody you're dating or whomever into religion or working their way to God or working their way into his good graces by their own works. What about finances? What if we have one that believes in giving based on a covenant relationship with God, meaning what's Father's is ours and what's ours is the Father's? And even tithing, one may give based on trusting God and our relationship with God, but the other doesn't view it as being a covenant with God and thinks of the tithe going to man. That's a problem. It's a problem, and that's being unequally yoked. And let's look at faith again. What if one wants to walk by faith and live by faith, and the other one wants to yield to living by their own means or devices? That's a problem. That's being unequally yoked. What about our mode of communication in regard to settling differences and disagreements? One may desire to communicate, like in James, the 1st chapter, the 19th through the 20th verse, and I'm reading from the Amplified again, whereas we are talking and listening to one another, hearing each other out, coming to a solution or closure by seeking God's mind concerning a matter and allowing the word of God to guide, instruct, and be the umpire. I'm reading verse 19 and 20 in James 1. It says, understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, be careful, thoughtful listeners, slow to speak, a speaker of careful, chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, that standard of behavior which he requires from us. And say, for instance, and I did mention he wants to be the umpire. The umpire is like a person that watches over the game or match closely to enforce the rules or arbitrate it, which means to be the person, the independent person that's determining matters arising from a play, letting that be our judge or our guide. And say, for instance, another person, if their mode of communication is to go ballistic when they deal with disagreements, calling the other person out of their name, using profanity, hollering, belittling, and even physically fighting. engaging in dysfunctional behavior based on their background or even their core beliefs. That kind of behavior has a total disregard for the word of God, and that's a problem. That's unequally yoked. What about the things of God? One enjoys prayer and reading the Bible, and the other person doesn't see the need for all that. That, too, is a problem. 1 Peter, the second chapter and the second verse reads, and I'm reading from the Amplified, like newborn babies, you should long for the pure milk of the word so that by it you may be nurtured and grow in respect to salvation, its ultimate fulfillment. So if we are born again believers, there should be a need or a longing to desire the word of God. And 2 Peter, the third chapter, the 18th verse reminds us that we need to, it says, but grow spiritually, mature in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a part of us that should long to know our Savior and grow in grace. Any healthy individual longs to grow and develop. Praise God. Do you remember as we were children growing up and we would say to ourselves or one another, I can't wait till I get big. I'm going to do such and so. You know, that should be the norm, you know, for a healthy person. Even if we have relationships outside of the body of Christ. For example, recovering addicts and alcoholics. It is recommended that a person that's recovering not be yoked together or get in a relationship with someone that is not recovering because their lives and relationship need to be based on a solid foundation and principles that would upbuild both of them, where both people can grow and develop. There needs to be a commitment when it comes to being yoked together. There needs to be a real commitment when it comes to having a healthy relationship and being yoked together with the proper person. And it needs to be based on true repentance, not glimmers of hope that are fleeting, short-lived, or temporary that fizzle out, not lip service or promises. It needs to be based on true repentance, a change in mind, an about face to turn in the right direction or towards God and away from behaviors that are not godly. Well, praise God. Time goes so fast. It appears that's all we have time for today. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. And until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purpose for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Let them that are athirst come, let them take the water of life freely. Spirit of Life Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, donations can be made through the Giveify app. To contact the ministry, send all correspondence to Spirit of Life Ministries, P.O. Box 210081, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53221. Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.